When bears are angry and don't get along, a hug makes up for what went wrong. Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I'm your host, Phil Gonzalez, and welcome to my kitchen. I'm sitting in my kitchen doing the show tonight. Because I needed to change of pace, I needed to shake things up, I needed to not be sitting in my den. So I'm in my kitchen, looking at my table, looking at a pile of books here, because this is actually a pile of stories tonight. It's two stories, it's a stack, a short stack, and then a cartoon episode that I'll be covering over on Patreon. But this week, we're covering the conflict resolution story of the century, two centuries, actually, the Berenstain Bears, Hug and Make Up. Hug and Make Up was written first as a Cub Club book. Look, Ma, I'm reading. Back in the early 90s, 1990, let me take a look at this page, 1992 to be exact, and then it was turned into an episode of the Nelvana series in 2003, and then it was rewritten completely as the Berenstain Bears Hug and Make Up by Stan Jan and Mike Berenstain in, let me take a look at the date here, in 2000, I can't see that far, my eyes, so old they are. In 2006, it was rewritten as part of Harper Festival's, I don't even know what you call this particular series. I don't even know what this is. It's just a little storybook. It's like a little hardback Berenstain Bears Hug and Make Up storybook, Harper Festival. I don't even know if I've done any other books from this particular series, but the Berenstain Bears Hug and Make Up is, I guess it's a concept. They keep going back to that well. The notion that conflict can be resolved by a simple, kind human gesture. And let's talk about hugging for a second while we're on the subject. Hugging is one of the most universal gestures, I believe, in all cultures. Hugging forms a part of the group dynamic. It is universal in its meaning as a way of comfort, as a way of showing a close bond, as a way of greeting. You find hugging everywhere, even within the animal kingdom. You find hugging among primates, and even like giraffes have a form of hugging, and elephants have a form of hugging. It's one of those just ways of drawing a body close to another body, and not in a romantic way necessarily, and not in any kind of like societally weird way. Hugging is just accepted as amongst most cultures as a form of many different kinds of intimate expression. But it's sort of like one step above a handshake and like one step below a kiss, but like there's a lot of gray area in there as well, because it can also like go along with a kiss if you wanted to. Depending on which parts of the body you're touching, it can mean different things. Hugging is just, it's one of those amazing gestures if you're into it. If you're not, it can be completely unwelcome. When I was in high school, I was once told that I was a great hugger. And considering I had a self-esteem so low that you couldn't see it and I couldn't feel it, being told I had anything worthwhile about me was comforting. I was told that I was a sincere hugger. I took great pride in being a kind of person who sincerely gave hugs. You have to be careful being labeled a good hugger. If you are a good hugger, A, you cannot tell people you are a good hugger. You cannot go around saying, I'm a good hugger. You also can't lean into that label. You cannot be like, well, then I'm going to be the guy who hugs everyone, because then you're bordering on the creepy hugger, and you don't want to be the creepy hugger. You don't want to be that guy who just goes around thinking that everyone wants a hug, because believe it from me, not everyone wants a hug. But hugging and making up. Hugging and making up is a weird concept, because at least in this day and age, I never hear the term hug and make up used sincerely. It's always sarcastically. Now, hug and make up. Like, it's something that people say when they know that a conflict is not going to be resolved quickly. It's also an unusual form of conflict resolution in that the balance of power needs to be almost completely equal. You have to have found an equilibrium. Both parties in the conflict should be at fault in order for a hug to work as a form of making up. Because otherwise, one person, if it's unbalanced, if one person hurt another person, then the hug has to be given from the person who was wronged. Like the person who committed the wrong can't be the hugger, as then the hug would be a naturally forward act on their part. And the person who was wronged would not maybe want to receive the hug and would have to then be the hugger as opposed to the huggy. Hugging and making up generally only works, like I said, if both parties are somewhat in the wrong. And when it comes to the Berenstain Bears, how can both parties be in the wrong? People generally tend to get along pretty well in bear country. What's the story here? Well, I think that's probably why there are three completely different stories here, depending on the hug and makeup situation. There's the original Cub Club, there's the TV series, and there is this weird Harper Festival book that is actually a lot longer than story-wise than the other two. Well, I don't know. The animated version is kind of its own animal, which is why I'll be covering it completely separately. But let's take a look at the original hug and makeup, the Cub Club version. This is one of the ones aimed at slightly younger readers. And it begins, "This way, please, follow that road." Oh, sorry. Wow, I already messed up. "This way, please, just follow that toad as he hops along a sunny dirt road." And we all know this sunny dirt road. It is deep in bear country. It leads to a finest of lairs, the big tree house, home of the bears. The toad is kind of our little guide at first. And he's taking us up the road into the home. He points us the way and shows us the bear family, introduces the characters in case we don't know them. They get along well is the overriding theme. They're a family. They know how to have fun. But sometimes things go wrong is the point. And so the bears then take over the narration. They're talking directly to the reader in word balloons. So brother says, "Sometimes we don't get along." And you see him fighting over a wagon with sister. Sometimes cubs get into trouble. They break the wagon and brother bear runs off with part of it. They knock over mama and papa who are trying to plant stuff in the garden. And then mama and papa get mad at brother and sister. And since this is one of the books written for younger kids, brother and sister are drawn pretty young looking. In fact, they're drawn almost to look the same age. They are the same height in this book. I don't know if this has to do with whoever the illustrator was, if this was illustrated by a freelancer. But brother and sister are slightly off model in that, like I said, they are the same height, same build, same everything. Mama and Papa get angry at brother and sister. Papa Bear is very gruff at them. And he repeats last week in The Berenstain Bears and the Spooky Old House, I mentioned that stuff and nonsense was used. Well, we hear that phrase again, this time used not by Mama as it was in the last book, but by Papa. Stuff and nonsense, nonsense and stuff, I am never ever gruff. But he is in a tiz. And even Mama is yelling at the cubs because they have aggravated her so much. She is yelling so loudly, they begin to shake. Everyone's angry. Everyone is rude. Everyone's in a terrible mood. But then, Brother Bear breaks the fiction, as they say. He turns to the audience and he says, "But even when a day goes wrong, it's hard to stay mad for long." And everyone looks to the audience and tells the readers that, "Today, family feeling so tender and warm drive away the sudden storm. The bears look into each other's eyes. They say they're sorry. They apologize." So you see, even though things can go wrong, the bears almost always get along. And the final page is them holding each other's hands and looking, not at the reader, facing the reader and saying, "Because when we have a little shakeup, we always try to hug and make up." And what's interesting about this picture, and this will become a slight theme in these books, is that there's no hugging at all. There's no hugging in this book. The last picture is the closest we get to hugging, but it is simply the bear family. The cubs are standing next to each other. I guess brother may have his arm around sister's shoulder. And then mama and papa are standing behind them. Brother has his hand up. He's holding mama's hand. Sister has her hand up holding papa's hand. And papa has his arm around mama. And that's when they're saying, "When we have a little shakeup, we always try to hug and make up." But again, no full hugs, like no two-arm actual hugs. No, ironically enough, bear hugs. In this book, they are, at best, we get a sidearm hug, which is the kind of hug usually reserved for, like, I don't know, bros in pizza places who don't want to be completely physically affectionate in front of their friends, so they do that weird side hug, or people who aren't quite comfortable with each other. But it's not that, like, they are being cuddly and intimate with each other as a family, but not like, there's no hugging and making up. There's no hugging and making up in this book. The way the original hug and make up book, I guess the point of the original hug and make up book is that, and it doesn't actually like explicitly say this, but it seems to be that you can have a bad day. You can get mad at each other. You can have a stormy, aggravated family situation, and then you can let that go. You can let the good feelings come back. You don't have to hold on to those bad feelings, because people do get mad. They do get cranky. They do storm around and holler sometimes, but that doesn't have to define your day. It's good to remember, if you have a good, positive, familiar relationship, that even a good, positive family relationship can have a sour day, if it is at its heart a day of love and a family structure based on love and respect, then it is okay to set aside your differences and get back to that love and respect, to get back to the hugs, get back to the good times and the laughter. And that's what the bears demonstrate, that the clouds may come, but they don't have to stay. And that's the Berenstain Bears Hug and Make Up Cub Club book. Look, Ma, I'm reading. It is a charming book, nicely illustrated. And I love the final picture. I don't know. I think it might be one of my favorite pictures of the bear family, partly because of the way they're holding each other's hands. Sister has Papa's hand, and she's kind of leaning her head on it. It's kind of adorable. But then, there is the Hug and Make Up Harper Festival book from the 2000s. Now, what is this? What is the Hug and Make Up Harper Festival book? Again, remember, this is now, Mike is on board. 2006. The television episode has already taken place. Trust me when I say the television episode, and again, patreon.com/deepinbearcountry. If you want to hear me talk about the television episode completely unconnected to this, does not affect this at all. This is more an expansion on the original Cub Club book. And it starts right off the bat with, look, not everyone gets along all the time. The birds, the squirrels, the deer, everyone fights. And it illustrates this by showing two birds fighting in a tree, two deer, like, going antlers to antlers in a field, and a squirrel throwing a nut at another squirrel's head. And then you pan over and you see the bear family. Mama and Papa are in front of the treehouse, and Mama has her finger pointing in Papa's face, and he looks angry. Sister and brother are leaning out of one of the upper story windows. Brother is, like, dangling her teddy bear out the window, and sister is yelling at brother. So obviously there's a huge fight going on in the bear family house. But then the narration switches, and it's like, you know, most of the time, the bear family, Mama, Papa, sister, brother, and honey, and it even says, like, you know, they say please and thank you and excuse me most of the time, except for honey, who can't talk yet, because, like, it's that thing, like, honey's not actually a character yet, she's just kind of there. So, but it says, you know, like, the bear family's usually polite. They take care of each other, they love each other, they're very considerate, they don't take too long on the phone, the cubs are good cubs, but sometimes they get cranky, they have bad days. They get up on the wrong side of the bed, it says. Breakfast, you know, the manners. Okay, and here we have a weird, okay, here we have this weird replay of the Berenstain Bears Forget Their Manners. Remember that book started off with their table manners and brother and sister being rude at each other, and Papa finally standing up and yelling at the family for forgetting their manners. And this book follows a very similar trajectory, except that Little Lady, the dog, is included in this. Goldie the goldfish is included in this. We don't know much about Goldie yet, but Goldie the goldfish is present. Little Lady's hiding under the stairs. Goldie is hiding in her underwater castle in her goldfish bowl because the bears are being rude to each other. They grab. They don't say please and thank you. The pets are getting worried at the behavior of their bears. And here's where we get some actual insults lobbed around. Brother says to sister, come on, you slowpoke, or you'll make us late for the school bus. And sister says, who are you calling a slowpoke? You dumb head. You were the one who made us late yesterday when you forgot to have Mama sign your test paper. And then sister's taking too long in the bathroom. The Cubs are leaving the cap off the toothpaste tube, so Papa gets infuriated. He bangs on the table. He shouts, "That's quite enough shouting and name-calling." And Mama yells, "That's enough table banging. You're worse than the Cubs." And Papa says, "Grr," and he storms out of the house. And then it just affects the Cubs' mood for the rest of the day. They refuse to sit next to each other on the bus. Brother goes stomping around the bus. They refuse to be interact with each other on the playing field at recess. They're being nasty towards each other all day at school. They're arguing about their after-school snack. They're arguing about what to watch on TV. They actually start fighting in the den, a knockdown, drag-out fight. Brother wants to watch the Bear Stooges. Sister wants to watch the Barbie show. They start fighting. Like, sister's straddling brother, and he has his hand up, and he's pushing her like, her chin up. Like, it's a real, like, clobber each other kind of fight. Mama gets so angry, she unplugs the TV, and she's like, "You sit down and do your homework. I don't want to hear peep out of you." So they just sit there staring daggers at each other. And, you know, I sometimes criticize Mike's early illustration, but this is a fantastic drawing of brother and sister sitting across from each other with literal daggers flying between the two of them. Then Papa comes home. He can tell things are bad. Brother is he's angrily playing a handheld video game. It looks like some kind of Atari Lynx. Sister is angrily coloring in her coloring book. He can't win the game. She can't stay in the lines. Mama sits down to read a magazine. Papa sits down to read the paper. Sister looks up and realizes that Mama's magazine is upside down. She's so angry, she's not actually reading. She's holding the magazine upside down. Papa's so angry that he's not even paying attention to the newspaper he's reading. And sister starts to laugh. And then Mama starts to laugh. And then Papa starts to laugh. And then brother starts to laugh. They're all so ridiculous. Laughing, and they've been fighting. And here's what we get. It says they were laughing so hard, their sides started to hurt. And here we get two pages of the most off model bears ever drawn by Mr. Mike Berenstain. I love Mike to death. I think he's a good guy. I love his art now. I think he's developed his own style. I like his coloring. I like his design work. This is the most off model I've ever seen the bear. Mama's face, Papa's, sister's, brother's. And it's not only done for one page where they're holding their sides and trying not to die from laughing. On the second page, we get weird close-ups of their faces laughing so hard, tears are rolling down their cheeks. And I tell you, my friends, I never thought I would see the bears look this way. But heavens to goodness, they sure do look this way. I can't even describe. Their eyes are squinting in ways that they're not designed to squint. Their mouths are opening in ways their mouths are not designed to open. And sister looks 100 years old. I can't describe it any better, my friends. They're laughing at themselves for being so ridiculous, for wasting a day being mad at each other about nothing. About nothing. Just being in a bad mood. And so they decide right then and there that they are going to hug and make up. And how do they hug and make up? I guess they do actually hug and make up in this book. Forget it. Forget what I said earlier. I had forgotten that in this book, they do hug and make up. And it's a big family hug. Little Lady comes out from under the stairs. Goldie comes out from her underwater castle. Honey Bear saw her once angry family dry their tears and hug and make up. And the end. That's it. That's actually how the book ends. But you have this wonderful shot. You know what? You drew some weird off-model bears earlier before there, Mike. But you gave us a great shot of the bear family just participating in a great big group hug. I don't know what you're doing here with the floor of the house. Like, it looks like they're under like a weird snow globe, but like Papa's foot isn't resting on anything. The perspective's weird on this picture. I'll give it that. But you know what? These two books, The Berenstain Bears Hug and Make Up and The Berenstain Bears Hug and Make Up, both end with great bear family to blows. So good on both of these. One drawn by, I assume, a freelancer based on Stan and Jan's, I guess, ideas. And this one drawn by Mike, it would seem. Good on you. But wait a minute, you're probably saying. Where can I find should I buy these books? Like, I don't, you haven't really gone into how good they may or may not be. These are decent books. I think that the later one, the one that I just talked about, I think that one gets a little too busy. I think it gets a little too, tries to get a little too plotty. I think that the theme is better served in the first book. Like the bears really start engaging in some pretty major histrionics in the second one. I think that the Cub Club book is probably my favorite of the two, if I had to pick one. But the later book is fine as well. You're not gonna go wrong. It's a good lesson, I guess, is what I should say. It's a decent lesson. Now, here's the problem. If you want to buy either of these two books, The Berenstain Bears, Hug and Make Up, or The Berenstain Bears, Hug and Make Up, you really got to be careful which one you pick up. The Berenstain Bears Cub Club version is, of course, completely out of print. You can't find it anywhere. The Berenstain Bears, the later edition, I don't even know what it's called, the later version of this book is very much available. You can buy it. It came out in 2006. It's still being sold. It's a paperback version is still available. It's not available digitally, but it's out there. But if you want to get the Cub Club version, really double check that publication date, because I almost bought the available version used several times in attempting to find the Cub Club version. And the reason for that is their covers are not the same, but they are fairly identical. And so I think it gets listed incorrectly in some places. The covers, they both have brother and sister with their arms around each other in a circle, but then down below you see Mama looking at the cubs having their like knockdown, drag out fight in the living room. One is drawn, it looks like, by the freelancer who did the original, or Stan and Jan, who may have drafted it. The newer version is drawn by Mike, but it may as well be the same picture. Like, it's similar enough that it may as well just be the same picture. So just be careful. The new version has like a green background. The original is a very white cover. The background is completely white. So know that going in if you want to buy the Cub Club Look Ma, I'm Reading book. Otherwise, nice books. Nice sentiment. It's been said that if you give someone a hug and you're both reciprocal, you both want the hug, if you hug for at least 20 seconds, it increases like your comfort level and it lowers your blood pressure. And the philosophy is that you and a loved one should hug each day for at least 20 seconds to sort of get the full benefit of that hug. And that will improve your communication skills. It'll improve your daily life. It will make you feel better. It'll make you feel more relaxed. Hug, hug, hug. As far as hugging and making up goes, do it if you feel like it. These books aren't so much about hugging and making up as they are about, I don't know, accepting that people will get mad at each other when they love each other, when they are on top of each other all the time, but that you don't have to let the bad feelings rule your relationship. You don't have to let the bad feelings overtake everything. You're allowed to have a good day after you have a bad day is another one that I like. So that's it. That's the Berenstain Bears, Hug and Make Up. What's fascinating, though, is the animated episode based on this book, or based on this title, because it doesn't have Jiminy Crack Corn to do with this book. It is simply called The Berenstain Bears, Hug and Make Up, but I will be covering it over on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/deepinbearcountry. If you throw at least $1 a month my way, you'll have access to all my bonus episodes, which I try to do about 3 a month. I sometimes skip like every fourth week. I won't do one if the books don't call for it. But if you get on there, there's quite a few available. So for $1 a month, you can get access to all my bonus content. So go on over there, become a patron, help me pay for these books that I have to buy, that I have to mail order every couple of weeks. And otherwise, you can find me on Twitter at BStainBearcast. You can write to me at BarenstainBearcast@wordpress.com BarenstainBearcast@gmail.com, or find me at BarenstainBearcast.wordpress.com. No one's ever written me an email. By the way, there's a little factoid. I've been doing this show for 4.5 years. No one's ever sent me an email. So, I mean, they've responded to my professional like email that I've sent them. So I guess they have sent it to that email, but they've never instigated it. So be a first. Start a fashion. Berenstain Bears, Hug and Make Up. Hug a loved one today. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you all next time. Deep in Bear Country.